Première question, first question, Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Yann. I just want to know how you felt out there today after such a long pause without playing.
I can come back up and pick
up. I felt so excited, you know. So I got Montreal Canadiens jersey on my body for the first time. So it was so exciting, but unfortunately we didn't win. So right now I have a bit bad feeling, but before the game, I felt really good. We had two good practices on the ice, so I felt good.
And can you talk about the goal that you scored? Like, what happened? Can you describe that play?
So it was a good PP goal. Josh Roy told me. He told me on a bench that we'll do this. I agreed. So he passed me the puck real well, and I scored a goal.
Thank you, Chris. Next question, Guillaume Lefrançois.
Hi, Yann. Trevor Timmons mentioned that he maybe sees you play being more of a winger down the road. We saw you at center today. I was just curious to know how you see things playing out for this season.
Actually, I don't have a problem. When I played in Laval, I played center, I played winger, so I don't have a problem with both. I can play both on national team. I played winger and centerman as well, so I'll just play what coach and people in Montreal will tell me.
Okay, all right. Now, you know, for a little while, we thought that with Nick Suzuki, with Kotkaniemi, with Dano, that the Canadians were all set at center for the long term. There's been a lot of change this summer. I was just curious to know if this changes how you approach the position you play, given the team's long-term future at center.
Yeah, I registered that there were some changes, but the most important thing for me during the summer was just myself. I tried to work on my stuff, like face-offs, power, sometime in the gym, like every day in the gym, actually. So I just focused on myself, that's all.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Guillaume. We'll go with Stu Cowan, the Montreal Gazette. Stu, go ahead.
Yeah, and you spoke about wearing the Canadiens jersey for the first time. I'm just wondering, what did you know or how much did you know about the Canadiens when you were growing up?
I'm starting to learn it right now. I'm reading the Wayne Gretzky's book, so there's a lot of information about Montreal Canadiens. So right now I think I know more. But of course, when I was younger, I watched the NHL. Didn't know like anything, like I didn't know more information of the history, but right now I kind of like it, reading the books. I like history. Right now I'm reading history of hockey, so I like it.
You've been around Montreal a little bit. I guess you've maybe been able to see the city a little bit since you've been here. What's your first impressions of Montreal?
Yeah, it's a beautiful city, really big. From city who has like 24,000 people, so. When I moved here last year to Laval, I lived in right next to Bell Center. So it was kind of shock for me. But yeah, the city's beautiful. People, they have a passion for the hockey. I saw that during the Montreal Canadian playoffs. So it was amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you, Stu. Guillaume, je vois que ta main est levée. As-tu un follow-up?
Yeah, just a follow-up on what you just said. You mentioned reading the Wayne Gretzky book, and you just give the title exactly and what it's about.
It's about just the hockey stories from Wayne Gretzky. It's translated to the Czech language, so it's kind of easier for me to understand. And yeah, in the book, there's a lot of like informations. Why the trophies in the NHL are named, who are these guys, and also about the beginning of the NHL, like the top teams, like Montreal Canadiens, original six, Montreal, Toronto. So it's about history, yeah.
Have you always been into hockey history, or this is something you've developed lately as you got drafted?
Yeah, actually, this is kind of new for me, because I just like history, but I didn't find the books about probably hockey and the stuff. I was more into the books for school, like history of like Czech Republic and history of the world. So not into the hockey, but finally, my parents bought me for Christmas actually this one. So it's pretty good.